Looking at technology today, and we are concentrating on a device called In Your Pocket. Now, it looks like a small smartphone, but you only have to talk to it. It's also packed with features, so if you're visually impaired, you can read books and newspapers, you can make calls, you can use it as a GPS. There are all sorts of things packed into this little pocket-sized device. So we thought we'd speak to one of the users to find out what they love about In Your Pocket. Nikki Coburn is with us today. Thanks for joining us, Nikki.
Hello.
How long have you had In Your Pocket for?
I've had it for about 3 years now. I was told about it by another one of my friends who's totally blind down in Cardiff, and he was raving on about it, so I thought I'd see what it was like.
What did you think of it initially when you first got it?
I loved it, and the best thing about it is I always say to people, if I can do something, then it must be easy, because I've got the technological ability of a flea. I don't do technology. I can just about operate the microwave. As you were saying in your introduction, all you do is talk to it. So, for instance, you can say, read the Times, and it will automatically take you to the actual today's issue of the paper. And again, that was an absolute eye-opener, being able to have modern news. Because in the olden days, they had newspapers that were recorded by lovely volunteers, and then you'd get them on a Thursday, but it would be last week's news. So, we were always behind. I mean, yes, we can listen to the radio and watch the telly, but you'd sort of discuss something with someone at work and they'd look at you blankly as if to say, well, that happened last week or 2 weeks ago. The world's moved on now, love. So even such little things as having a Sunday supplement. I mean, I'll get up and I'll make some coffee, put the guide dog out, and then I'll go through the Sunday supplements and knowing what to wear, knowing what to cook, knowing what to do, where to go. It's just been great. It's kind of like being able to join the real world at last. It's like, no, it sounds very melodramatic, but we've come an awfully long way since, well, for ages.
And using your voice, then that just makes it so much easier. So, is it easy to find, say, a newspaper or a story?
Absolutely. They've got all the nationals, and then they've got a lot of the daily ones as well. So they have the Daily Post, which is from where I'm from, and they have the South Wales Echo, and then it's all done in five little chunks. So they'll say headlines, and they'll say one, two, three, four, five, and then you just say number four, etc. And then you can search for specific articles. So if there's a topic going on in the world and you want to listen to it, you can say something like, find articles about dogs, which is what I like saying quite often. And it will list every single thing about dogs. So, it might be in the daily supplement. So it might be about a walk you can do with your dog. So that's really good. And you can skip through the sections as well. So you don't have to laboriously read the business section. You can just say, next section, and it'll take you on to the features or something.
Well, let's stick with reading then, Nikki. You'd obviously enjoy the newspapers and keeping up to date. What about reading for leisure? Because you can read books on in your pocket.
Oh my word, you have so many books. I love it. That was one of the very, very best things as well. It's got the entire library of the RNIB Talking Book Library, the Calibre Library, which again you do have to subscribe to, but it's a one-off payment, I think. It's got the Torch Library, which again is great, all kinds of Christian books. And it's got LibriVox books as well. And you can search by author as well. So you can say, find books by Marion Keyes, and then you can listen to them and you can speed them up as well, which I find quite invaluable because I do listen to books really, really quickly.
Are you reading a book at the moment or a particular story at the moment?
Reading a really good book by a lady called Helen Warner, and it's called The Story of Our Lives. It's about four girls, and she goes through 20 years of their lives, but she sort of sets the scene by something that was happening historically or culturally. And then there's a big secret that hasn't been revealed yet, but I'm really looking forward to finding out about it. Yeah.
It sounds if you really love the device itself and that ease of use is a big plus. I was going to say, would you recommend to other people? But you probably answered that already, to be honest.
Oh, I think I'm their poster girl. I've been on Twitter talking about it. I've written blogs about it. We haven't got time to talk about everything, but it's got podcasts. It's got magazines as well. So Reader's Digest, you can read from cover to cover as well. When I was little, mum and dad used to get that nice to sit on my mum's bed on a Sunday, and she'd read articles to me and things. We haven't actually mentioned, though, that there is actually a cost per month to use it, which I think is important to tell the listeners, that it's £20 a month.
Do you find that's a good price for what you get with the device?
Oh, gosh, yeah, you know, because if you think about, I mean, Reader's Digest, I'm not sure we know what it is now, but, I mean, there was a time when it was £4 a month. So, you know, you're covering that in the year anyway. The Sunday papers aren't cheap. It's also got all the RNIB newsagents. So, you know, you've got your women's magazine, you've got My Weekly, BBC Good Food and things like that. So, you know, more than get your money back each month. And they're always doing new things as well. So, you know, I don't know what will happen next, but, I mean, it's got Be My Eyes on it as well. You know, it's really clever. It's a group of lovely sighted volunteers from all over the world. And you can basically press a button and it says connecting to, I can't remember how it phrases it, connecting to volunteer. And then somebody will answer the phone. And I've had people, I think, from Germany. I had a lovely man from America once. And you can just say, oh, hi, you know, I always thank them for answering the call, you know, because, I mean, they don't have to answer, they don't have to help us, but they're giving up their time. I say, oh, hi, I'm Nikki, thank you so much for helping me. Could you possibly read out the instructions on this, you know, to cook some meat? Can you tell me how long I have to put it in the oven for? And then we have fun because I have to get the phone camera in the right part in the right place. And they'll say, down a bit, up a bit, left, right. And then they will actually read the instructions. So, you know, it's great. If you're in the shop and you find something and you want to know what colour it is or the price, you can use it for almost anything that you need sighted assistance with. But there perhaps isn't anyone in the house who can help at that exact time that you need it.
Nikki, good luck with the books when you find out what that big secret is. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.